This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love fables, paradoxes, koans, parables, all kinds of teaching stories. And one of my favorite teaching stories is a story that my mother often tells. It's one of her favorite stories, and in our family, we often allude to it. And there are many versions of this story, but here's a basic version. Once upon a time, there was a farmer. And the farmer had a horse, and the horse ran away. And the neighbor said, "Oh, such bad luck." And the farmer said, "How do you know?" And then the horse returned the next week with another horse. So now he had two horses. And the neighbor said, "Ah, such good luck." And the farmer said, "How do you know?" And the farmer had a son, and the son rode the new horse and was thrown off the horse and fell and broke his leg. And the neighbor said, "Ah, such bad luck." And the farmer said, "How do you know?" And then the army swept through the town, and they were conscripting all the young men and forcing them to go into the military. But they couldn't take the farmer's son because the farmer's son was in bed with a broken leg. And the neighbor said, "Oh, such good luck." And the farmer said, "How do you know?" And this is a story that's a good reminder that often we can't really know what's good news, or good luck or bad luck. How do we know? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.